Hey friends, you're listening to This Quote Changed My Life, a podcast about inspired action. My name is Tracy and I'm the host of the show. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 86 of the podcast. If you're new here, hello. This is a podcast where I talk about the quotes that have resonated with me and made me think differently and then act differently. Words definitely have a way to inspire us, but it's that action we take or don't take that matters. We have the opportunity to steer our lives in a way that we choose, which brings me to this week's quote, which is all about choice. Can you hear that? Now, there is some lawn mowing going on in the background, so if you hear that, I'm so sorry, but we're going to push through anyway. The quote is, I am not what happened to me. I am what I choose to become. I love this quote. A few years back, I actually started to design posters with the phrase, today I choose. And I might have even registered the domain name. I really believe in the power we all hold when it comes to our choices in life. Today I choose was about owning that power and making the intentional effort to go after what we want. What I need to address first is, yes, we are all going to experience things in our life that we don't choose. Things that have happened to us and will happen to us that we would never put our hand up for. Things that we can't predict and things we might not wish on anyone else. When I talk about choice being powerful, I also think these experiences we don't choose are powerful as well. They are not to be ignored or to be ashamed of. They shape us. They are part of us. But at the same time, they are not the whole of us unless we let it consume us. We are the sum of all our parts, the good and the bad, the things that we choose and the things that we don't. It's really important that we start to let go of our past so that we can look at the present and then go forward to create our future. I am not what happened to me. You are not what happened to you. Yes, it happens. And it's not to be forgotten, but is that where we want to stay? Is that where you want your energy to go? We cannot change the past. It made us who we are today. But we are also many other things and have a lot more life to live. I am what I choose to become. You have a choice. Every day that you are given is an opportunity to work on the things that you want in life. When we think of all the things that we can't choose, like the weather, or how people respond to us, or accidents and emergencies, or we lose something or someone, all these things are still going to happen, but we get to choose how we react to it, and we choose what we can do next. What is the next best step? What can we do? What is your choice in this situation? Who will you become? I am not what happened to me. I am what I choose to become. I hope this quote reminds you of the power you have in creating your life, the life that you want to live. Maybe, unintentionally, you don't realize all the choices you've made in your life so far. But what if you spent the next week practicing mindful decisions and mindful choices? Even if it's small things like what you order for dinner or where you go today. Choosing intentionally to become who you want to become. Make it a choose your own adventure kind of week. Empower yourself every turn of the page and every step of the way. You get to choose. What do you think? Come and find me on Instagram under @MakeSunshineCo and let me know what you thought of this week's quote. I hope it gives you something to not only think about, but to take some action on too. Steer a ship in the direction you choose, and I will speak to you again soon. Bye!